嗨，大家下午好。
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
今天要跟大家分享的是中国的图书价格为什么这么低。
Today, I want to share with you why book prices in China are so low.
它的根本原因，注意是根本原因啊。
The fundamental reason is, of course, the fundamental reason.
不是像某些博主说的，是中国是一个巨大的市场。
It's not like some bloggers say that China is a huge market.
中国是一个工业化特别完备的国家。
China is a country with an exceptionally complete industrialization.
中国又有国民的阅读习惯。
China has another reading habit of its own.
网上阅读这个打折什么的。
Online reading discounts and promotions.
这些只是表面上的原因。
These are just superficial reasons.
更根本的原因啊，是因为中国两个方面的。
The more fundamental reason is due to two aspects of China.
第一个是中国不，怎么能不能说
？The first one is can't China say anything.
就是你没发现在我们这儿盗版特别多吗？
You don't see a lot of pirated versions here, do you?
你要是在国外发现盗版的话
，If you find counterfeit goods abroad,
它惩罚是特别严厉的。
It is a particularly severe punishment.
为什么是这样的
？Why is it like this?
就你问哪个任何一个出版行业的人
，Ask any person in the publishing industry,
他都跟你说。
He will always tell you,
现在盗版都特别横行。
Nowadays, piracy is rampant.
然后呢
？Then,
你的书不仅有影印版。
Your book is not only available in print.
就在湖南那边。
It's in Hunan.
我跟你说
，I'm telling you,
我们都老遭罪了。
We've all been suffering for too long.
你想维权
？You want to make a complaint.
都围不了。
You can't handle it.
为什么屡禁不止
？Why can't I stop?
这个东西只要国家想打击
，This thing if the country wants to crack down on it，
那马上就能打击。
That's going to hit hard.
为什么不打击
？Why not strike?
你想没想过这个事儿
？Have you ever thought about this?
啊，后来我都释然了。
Later, I was relieved.
就你爱到到吧。
How about you love it to the point of being enlightened?
然后再就是网上 PDF.
Then there are PDFs on the internet.
就你这书买完了。
You finished reading this book.
就我就把那个书籍咔一拆。
I just glanced at the book.
然后我就扫成 PDF, 一块两块。
Then I scanned it into PDF, one piece at a time.
就是当然我新出的这本书居然还能，明白吗？
Of course, my new book is also understandable. Well,
就从工业革命开始
，starting from the Industrial Revolution,
我们现代的这些知识生产都是西方的。
Our modern knowledge production is all Western.
不是我们的
，not ours.
我这么说
，I said,
我觉得我自己条件够呛。
I don't think I can do it.
然后呢
？Then.
我们对近代就是师夷长技以制夷。
We should always keep in mind that it is appropriate.
然后想学习西方什么
？Then like learning what to hope for.
所以他对知识都是一个特别开放的。
Therefore, he is very open to knowledge.
哪怕你本土的东西都是这样。
Even if your native language is like this.
国外的那个东西就是这样。
That's how it works over there.
所以这就导致了为什么我们赚不到钱。
This is why we are not making money.
出版社也赚不到钱。
Publishers are also not making money.
然后就是它的根儿在这儿。
And here is the root.
就是它本质上它就不太想打击这些东西。
That's because fundamentally he doesn't want to discourage these things.
你可能说，哎呀。
You might say, oh no.
那国家也不容易。
It's not easy to get to Nantou.
他打击
He hits you.
你别跟我说不容易啊
Don't tell me it was easy.
东莞那些乱七八糟的也都端了
All the messy and chaotic things in Dom Nguyen have been dealt with.
那更不容易。
That's even harder.
只要咱们国家想做的事儿，没有做不了的。
As long as there are things we want to do that aren't impossible.
但是你要挖，深挖。
But you have to dig deep.
为什么它是这样的？
Why is it like that?
因为它底层就不是一个知识生产的大国。
Because it is not a major producer of knowledge at its core.
对，它只有用这种方式，才能无限的把这种知识分发到，对，低价分发给那些想要学习。
He can only distribute this knowledge in an endless way to those who want to learn by using this method.
还想，
Oh, I'm still thinking.
能不能说算便宜？
Can't say it's cheap.
就是想低成本哈。
I just want to save money.
真的，我身边有好多知识分子都是买盗版，或者是就是这样的。
Really, there are many intellectuals around me who buy pirated versions or something like that.
这是第一。
Well, this is the first one.
我的新书啊，最盛的时候就是上市第一天，马上第二天盗版就出来。
My new book was at its peak on the first day of its release, but the pirated version came out the next day.
没办法，
There's no way.
这是
This is the first.
第一点原因啊。
The first reason.
第二点原因呢，就是第二点
The second reason is the second.
原因就是国家的发展阶段。
The reason is the stage of development of the country.
这个发展阶段呢，
This stage of development.
就是你要知道西方那些国家已经走过多少年了。
You need to know how many years these Western countries have already gone through.
工业化多少年了，是吧？
How many years has industrialization been going on?
我们才多少年？
How old are we?
然后你可能说啊，亚洲有一些什么小国啊？
Then you might say, what countries are there in Asia?
哎，我跟你说，他们已经无法工业化了。
Hey, I'm telling you, they can no longer be industrialized.
所以他们也不在乎了。
Therefore, they don't care.
所以他们对这个，你再看看印度，阿三哥。
So they're saying, look, 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 this guy from India.
他根本都不保护药品的专利。
He doesn't protect the patent of medicines.
就是世界上先出哪个药。
Who is the first to bring a drug into the world?
在他那儿都能买到。
You can buy it there.
反制药，看不看我不是药神。
I'm not a god of medicine. I don't need to be treated.
所以你不要把这个东西想象成就是这个东西盗版的存在或什么啊。
So you shouldn't think of this as a mere copy or imitation.
对，我不多说了啊。
That's all I have to say.
它本身是一个国家在顶层设计的时候，它的一个选择。
It is a choice made by a country when designing its top-level architecture.
那我们国家现在它的发展是什么
？So what is the current development of our country?
它处于一个赶超状态。
It is in a state of rapid development.
就是在工业化的进程当中处于一个赶超状态。
In the process of industrialization, it is in a leading position.
然后他用了40年。
Then he used 40 years.
走完了西方社会200年的这个时间。
Having completed 200 years of Western society,
他很多东西看得起来，他很庞大了。
It's very obvious that it is huge.
对不对
？Is it right?
但是你深入细致
，But you are thorough.
你会发现它很多环节
，You will find many links.
它是需要再优化和那什么的
，It needs further optimization and some other things.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
我说这一点就是没办法
，I'm saying this is impossible.
这个是发展必须要付出来的
，This is something that must be paid for in order to develop.
你比方说，我们现在是不是有电商？
You mean we have e-commerce now?
然后这个电商互相是不是会卷会打
？And will these e-commerce businesses compete and fight each other?
啊，这就会导致这个内卷，是吧？
This will lead to this intense competition, right?
价格内卷，
Price competition.
然后就会波及整个产业链条。
Then it will affect the entire industrial chain,
包括这个出版社呀，
including this publisher,
包括我们作为创作者，都是这样的。
including ourselves as creators.
有的时候写书都是觉得很揪心。
Sometimes writing a book feels very heartbreaking.
我现在也都习惯了。
I'm used to it now.
所以其实根本原因是在这两个，是在国家。
So, the fundamental reason is that these two are in a country.
它在制度层面和选择和模式层面。
At the institutional and choice slash patent level.
可能不是在表面上。
Maybe not on the surface.
他说我们是人口。
Tell us our population.
什么大国小国，跟那个我跟你说有一点关系。
What big country or small country has anything to do with you?
但是关系不大，好吗？
But it doesn't matter that much, right?
看问题要深刻。
To understand the problem deeply,
这就是批判性思维带给我们的，是。
this is the video that critical thinking brings us.
您最后还是常规推书，第一本就是我非常友好的科普书，漫画。
Finally, I want to launch my first book, which is a friendly and informative comic.
批判性思维多了不说了。
I don't want to talk about critical thinking anymore.
第二本是批判性思维的教科书。
The second book is a textbook on critical thinking.
这是知识体系。
This is the knowledge system.
喜欢的话，这两本都可以拿回去看啊。
If you like them, you can take both books home to read.
那么你还想了解社会运行的底层规律的话？
So, if you're interested in understanding the underlying rules of how society functions,
我建议大家看一些社会学方面的书。
I suggest everyone read some books on sociology.
比方说，这个一个社会学家的食堂公开课呀。
For example, a public class held in the dining hall of a community center.
日常生活中的自我呈现啊，等等。
Self-presentation in daily life, and so on.
我把这些书都放在下面链接，喜欢的话就可以带走了。
I've put these books below, and you can take the ones you like.
今天就到这里了。
That's all for today.
还想听什么留言？
What else would you like to hear?
评论区。
Comment section.
拜拜。
Bye.